96.5 The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
Hey, Bulldog fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players. Good afternoon, everybody, on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. My name is Ian Wendt. We are at Frickers in Adrian. It's been a while since we've done a live broadcast from here, but happy to be back and happy to have Adrian College coaches and administration here. We're going to start with a coach slash administrator, the athletic director at Adrian College. Craig Rainey joins me from Frickers. Good afternoon, Craig.
Afternoon, Ian. Glad to be here and excited to get this rolling, the Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's all about the community outreach with Adrian College, you know, nestled over there on the west side of the city. Trying to get, you know, that local involvement and just say, hey, we're here. Here are all these programs that we'd like to spotlight here on the local radio.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been our goal, and as you and I have talked, and things, trying to let the community know that there's, you know, 50 some sports within town that do a lot of great things and a lot of excitement and bring an entertainment value, and give them some options to come out and support us and see a really good, you know, game or, you know, whatever we're playing that day, but give them an opportunity to come out and enjoy the college.
Yeah, there's plenty to do in terms of, like you said, entertainment at the school. 50 sports, NCAA, club teams, things like that. There's no lack of home events you can attend.
Yeah, and there's a wide gamut of things that you can attend and things, and trying some different sports and seeing. I mean, we've started rugby the last couple of years, and it seems to be growing in attendance, and people seem to really enjoy that. And, you know, for, you know, the community, Lenawee County community, like, there has been no rugby, and to see what we're doing and the number of people we're putting into the stands for a rugby game has been pretty amazing to me.
Well, absolutely. Well, Craig, I appreciate the time. We're going to bring in your head football coach, Jim Deere, but thanks for kicking off AC All Access.
Yeah, great to do it. Thanks, Ian.
All right, live from Frickers here in Adrian, right on Main Street, near the intersection of Beecher and Main. I will not lie, and I will say that I am a regular here at Frickers, and the guy sitting across from me has been in this restaurant a few times. His name is Jim Deere. He is the head coach of the Adrian College football team.
Totally recommend this place. Great food, great atmosphere. So Frickers is where to be.
You can't beat the lunch special.
No, not at all.
I mean, just value, price, quality stuff. All right, Jim, we are into the season. Week one in the books. You go over to the Chicago area with a young football team in some areas, but experience in others. A 14-3 loss. What did you learn about your squad after that game?
Well, obviously, it's disappointing. You know, we fully went into that game expecting to play better in all phases, you know. But looking at it, obviously, when you turn the ball over five times, it's going to be hard to beat anybody. And then you look at every other stat category, we won. We just lost the turnover battle, and it was significant. And, you know, hopefully our young quarterbacks can grow and, you know, obviously play with a little bit more patience and play within the confines of the offense and understand that you always got to live to play another play. You don't have to make everything happen on one play. It's sometimes the best plays throwing the ball away. Sometimes the best play is just obviously taking the sack and going down. But you can't compound things by trying to make certain extra things happen when it's another down. So,
well, before we look at that game a little bit more and then look forward to this weekend with Defiance coming to town, can we take a trip down the Adrian College football history book and your name pops up quite a few times. Could you just talk about, you know, what Adrian football means to you and means to the Adrian community?
Well, I always, everything I tell recruits, people I meet, I bleed black and gold. I'm an alum here. I graduated from here in 89. I've coached here in some capacity over 30-some years, and it's what I am. I could have left and went somewhere else and this and that, but it's my alma mater, and that's who I am. I bleed black and gold. I've seen a lot of things happen over the years. I've watched this place grow into what it is now. I was here when we didn't have anything, and now I'm here when we have almost everything. So it's great to still be a part of this and still deal with Adrian College and to watch it grow.
Yeah, part of the fight song is champions again we will be. You've brought two conference championships to Adrian College as a coach, 2012 and 2014. A couple great years of my time there at Adrian as a student. What did that mean for you personally? It was obviously huge, but to bring a football title to Adrian.
Yeah, it was one of those things. Obviously, when I was hired, I knew what I was hired to do, and it was okay. I'm going to do this in 3 years was the goal, and we end up winning a championship on the third year. It was a great ride. It's just been too long. We got to get back to where we were at. We've had a couple of opportunities since then, but we got to make sure by the time we get to league play that an MIAA championship is within our sights, and it's going to take some work to get to that point, but we got three more games to do it.
Talking Adrian College Bulldog football with their head coach Jim Deere, and I think with you it kind of starts and stops with defense. So those championship teams in 12 and 14, they didn't give up a lot of points. I mean, maybe double digits,
just
barely over. Could you talk about, you obviously with a defensive background, your mindset for the team this year? Yeah. I saw in week one, defense looked pretty darn good, Jim.
Yeah, it was good. You know, championship teams that I've seen are usually ones that can control the game by running the football. And good defenses are defenses that put teams in third downs and third and longs by stopping the run. Those are two things, and you talk about championship teams, and those 2 years in particular, we were able to do both. And that's where, you know, we hope to get as we move further into the season.
Yeah, and speaking of further into the season, a couple more, I guess almost a handful more games to go till we get into conference play. This weekend, a familiar opponent, Defiance College. They've been here before, most recently 2015. It was a 31-13 win for Adrian back then, but haven't played the Yellow Jackets since. But a history, the two schools have played 55 times in that history. So could you tell us a little bit about the Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, there are, obviously there's a lot of tradition over there, and we have played them a lot, but this year, it's a team we haven't really seen in the last 6-7 years, so it's a little bit different. So you're kind of going in, you got some film you've seen from last year, you got some film on game one. It's a pretty talented group if you kind of look at this team. Any team that can hang with the number two team in the nation for three quarters and still compete, they're a good football team. They return 9 starters, both offensively and defensively, and that's experience helps, and they're probably going to come into this game feeling pretty confident, and we got to play well to get a victory.
Yeah, so sort of the connection between all these teams we've talked about, they played North Central last week. Preseason, I think they're number one or number two after week one. So the Yellow Jackets play them. You play Elmhurst, who is in that same division, the Wisconsin-Illinois League. Do you see maybe some parity or things like that with the MIAA, or Defiance is in the Heartland Conference, right, down in that Ohio-Indiana area?
Right, yeah, we got two games against the Heartland Conference, obviously. This game coming up against Defiance, and then next week against Bluffton. you know, it's I think their conference is getting closer, like ours is, to where you have parity almost from top to bottom, and anybody can beat anybody. They're starting to get to that point. I think both those teams in general will be much improved, and you know, so it's a nice crossover game that we play next week. It helps with scheduling and all that. You don't have to worry. It's not too far, so travel isn't a problem. But yeah, I think both conferences, there's a lot of parity in those conferences.
Talking Bulldog football with their head coach, Jim Deer. We're getting close to MIAA play. You know, you obviously want to win these games in the pre-conference play, but these games, quote, don't really matter. They matter in different ways, I would think. How are you approaching that?
It's always a growth process, as you talk about, you know, four non-league games. Obviously, you've got to get better each week, and hopefully the wins take care of themselves. But it's, you know, you're starting to say, okay, well, this, you know, you move guys from position, you start, you know, doing some different things. You might change some different things, elements, and you're always building, obviously, to that first league game. But, yeah, it's important to win these games as well, because you definitely need some confidence as you move into league play.
All right, a couple minutes left. I think it's important to talk about some of the athletes on the team by name. If there were a couple guys that stood out for you on defense last week, you know, we talked earlier in the week, yesterday, yeah, matter of fact, but, you know, Donovan or McCary, yeah, Wadis Ashman, Randall Broom.
Yeah, Randall Broom was an animal on the field last, you know, watched it again, and part of the reason he's that good is he's that coachable, and he comes off the ball hard. He was all over the place.
Yeah.
He did have, you know, I think they had him for 10 tackles. It looked like he had every bit of those and maybe a couple more. Donnie is a strong player in our secondary, you know, and Wadis Ashman, he reminds me of a kid we used to have back on those championship teams, Juwan King. He's an explosive young player that he's going to make plays, and he's going to make some plays throughout the season that you're just going to say, wow, that was athletic.
Yeah, how did he get over there? You know, yeah. I thought he started here.
Yeah.
Him and McCary, you know, I'd call, you know, number zero with the tackle. McCary, how was he? How did he make that play? Certainly, Bulldogs to look out for on defense. Offensively, score 3 points. Not, you know, as much positive, but I'm sure you took something out of that game.
Well, I thought our O line was really good, to be honest. You know, we were able, I think we averaged about 5 yards a carry running the football. So it was a pretty good job by our offensive line controlling the line of scrimmage. You know, I kind of watched the game, and I felt like we controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. But when you have a nice long drive and you're moving the ball down the field, and the next thing you know, you turn the ball over, kind of a little deflating as you're kind of moving into the red zone and deep into their territory. And, you know, next thing you know, you do the same thing. So I think we had over 150 yards on the ground, and, you know, it's a pretty solid output for our, you know, your run game. They did a pretty good job of pass protection. I don't think we had any sacks given up, other than, you know, if they call the fumbled snap that got away from us as a sack. But so if I had to look, the offensive line played very well, and we'll continue to build on that.
I would feel very safe running behind Nate Bennett and company. They can move people around. So looking forward to that. Bulldogs and Yellow Jackets, a rivalry renewed, haven't played since 2015. That'll be at Docking Stadium at Adrian College, 1 o'clock kickoff on our sister station, 103.9 WLEN. I'll be on the call along with Calvin Keyes. And if you go to the game, you can see Coach Deer on the sideline coaching up his Bulldogs. Thank you for your time, Jim, and look forward to talking to you this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
All right, we are here at Fricker's in Adrian on Main Street here on a Thursday afternoon. It is the AC All Access Show. We're going to take a 60-second break. We're going to talk some women's soccer. The first-year head coach at Adrian College, Nathan Kronwetter, he will join me in 60 seconds. You are listening to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5 The Cave. bulldogfans.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's soccer takes on Siena Heights at home on Wednesday. Women's soccer faces Spalding University Friday evening. And men's golf will play at the Tecumseh Golf Club this weekend. The Bulldogs also host women's rugby, women's tennis, and football this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Food, fun, sports, spirits, Frickers. They should pay me to do some ads. I don't know. It's some great food. It's a great atmosphere. It's a sports atmosphere. Hey, if you want to watch the Lions tonight, Frickers is the place to do it. As they kick off their season, the season, tonight against Kansas City. But right now, it is the AC All Access Show, talking with Adrian College coaches about their seasons. And we are going to kick off this segment with our women's soccer coach and a terrible pun. His name is Nathan Kronwetter. He is a first-year coach at Adrian College. Welcome into the program. Really throwing you into the fire here.
Appreciate it. I'm used to it. I thrive under pressure. Yeah. And I also lie a lot, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay, well, we were talking off air, and I asked him, how many years have you been at the college? And he said, 2 months. So how has that been, sort of stepping in and taking over a program a few weeks from the start of the season?
Yeah, so first off, I'm real happy to be here. My experience so far has been real positive, fantastic. This is my 28th year of collegiate coaching, and I was very selective in where I wanted to end up. So after my visit here and all of the treatment from Craig and his staff really led me to believe that we could win here, and we had the support of the administration. So far it's been nothing but excellent. Really enjoyed my experience.
Well, that's good to hear. I don't know if we have enough time to cover 28 years of coaching. You don't look like you've been coaching for 28 years, I will say.
I appreciate that, and I've forgotten half of it. So,
so if you could maybe walk our listeners through a little bit about, who is Coach Kronwetter?
Well, that could be a complicated answer.
Well, not like philosophical, long walks on the beach.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. No, I grew up in Central Ohio. I went to college here in Michigan in an MIAA institution at Hope College in the 90s. And then got immediately into coaching after a brief professional stint overseas. A major injury kind of led me back to the States, and being an art major, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. So I was introduced into the coaching world immediately at Ohio Wesleyan University, and here we are 28 years later.
So Midwest soccer coaching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's going to be a little different than playing overseas and maybe playing in a different part of the country, which I assure you have. What's it like coaching soccer in the Midwest?
Yeah, so, soccer being a global game, a lot of opportunities have presented itself for me to travel and experience soccer all across the globe, not only as a player but as a coach. So, yes, I'm in the Midwest now, and I started at Ohio Wesleyan. But I've coached in 6 or 7 states collegiately throughout the U.S., as well as in South America and Europe as well.
Well, if a young soccer player wanted to play with a coach who has experience, I think you fit the bill. So you talked about being selective. what in the program itself, not necessarily the administration, because I agree wholeheartedly with what you said about Craig and Dr. Docking and all those people in the admin building or in those offices higher up. What about this team itself did you like when you came in?
Yep.
I know you're really starting to learn.
Still
about
learning
all
names.
The players,
yep, that's correct.
But you know, you had to see some film and like some history, and what drew you to Adrian?
Yeah, great question. Did my research over the summer during the kind of the hiring phase to make sure that the team was competitive. Followed up with phone conversations and Zoom interviews with some of the current players, just to take their take on the team experience, kind of the environment, the culture. Everything from what I gathered was very competitive group that felt like they've underachieved a little bit the last couple years. As far as their record is concerned with the ties,
okay,
always wanting to turn those ties into wins. So it was a very competitive group that, you know, I kind of took over. And it's been nothing less than that, nothing short of competitive. The girls are working tremendously hard. And they're good kids, great environment. Within our culture, you know, everybody's doing the right things. So it's been a great experience so far.
Talking AC women's soccer with their head coach, Nathan Kronwetter. So 3 games into the season, you have filled up the column. You have a win, a tie, and a loss, 1-1-1. You start the year with Kenyon College, 2-0 loss. In soccer, that's doable. You know, you could see that improvements. 1-1 tie with Denison, and then last night down in Defiance, your girls had a little fun in a 10-0 win. So early on in the season, what are your impressions of the squad?
Yeah, a little bit of a slow start. I think nerves and kind of learning a new system. You know, the first 2 games, we started off with a 0-2 loss, but the 2 goals that we gave up were later in the game, and one was a PK against us. Taking nothing away from the opposing teams, they fully deserve to win, but I think our performance could have been better. I think a little nerves got to us early in the game, and then we played a stronger team, in my opinion, and Denison on the second night, and a hard-fought 1-1 tie against a very good team. Again, not scoring a lot of goals in the first 2 games really kind of hampered us. We're better than that, in my opinion, and we were just kind of waiting to get off the snide a little bit. And then we played Defiance yesterday, and all things were clicking. The girls found the back of the net early and often, but it was a good game, a lead-in game to this weekend. We've got a tough game on Saturday night at 7 o'clock against Baldwin Wallace, and we worked on a lot of things that we're going to implement into that game yesterday against Defiance. So, although, yes, we did score a lot of goals, we were still able to work kind of patterns of play and, you know, building the ball out of the back, which is extremely important in a possession style. So although it was a good game, you know, with 10 goals for us and not giving up a goal, only conceding one shot in 90 minutes is pretty tough to do at the collegiate level. We were able to work on things that I think will help put us in a good position for at least being competitive against the top 25 team on Saturday.
Yeah, you're starting to fill the stat sheet, record books as a coach with the 50 shots on goal, breaking the record. Was the 10 goals a record as well? Do you know?
I have no idea, and
okay,
None of this had anything to do with me. The players,
well, yeah,
players get all the credit. I just show up and make sure everybody's on the bus.
This guy's a pro. Your matchup Saturday, as you said, a big one. Baldwin Wallace coming to town, 7 o'clock. At Docking Stadium, it's nice to get a quality opponent on your non-conference schedule, but also to get them to come to your place, kind of a home field advantage.
Yeah, I think it is. When you're scoring goals and winning, home field is a great advantage for you. You know, when you start slow and you lose at home, it puts a little bit of doubt into the girls in their approach, but coming off the victory at Defiance, I think we're anxious to get going on Saturday evening. And from what I understand, this is a return game back to us. I think the girls played at Baldwin Wallace last year, so, and I believe they got a good tie, if not a victory, I can't remember offhand, against them last year, which certainly will put fuel in the fire for them to return this year. So we're looking forward to a good game.
Talking AC women's soccer with their coach, Nathan Kronwetter, new to the team, as I said, you've said you've only been here a couple months. Are there women that are standing out maybe in a leadership aspect, or really, you know, embrace the maybe a vocal leader, or one that comes to you for advice early on in the season? That, you know, the point of local radio is to talk about local people. Are there any that have, you know, kind of stood out for you?
Yeah, and like I said, you know, this is a collective effort with the team, right? So the girls are doing a great job. Yes, there are certain girls that are standing out as far as communicative skills. Maybe their their leadership, being an upperclassman. We're lucky that, you know, the previous coach did a great job in recruiting and putting together this team. So a lot of our upperclassmen are very versed in kind of these high anxiety games, as we call them.
Okay.
And they're doing a great job in the locker room of communicating and kind of with their leadership skills. Individual names, I could give you 20. It wouldn't be fair to the other six. We have a small roster.
Sure.
Just the leadership as a unit, as a group, they're doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a very much team sport, unlike, you know, you go run cross country or run golf, a golf match. Very individualized. Soccer is, you need to be all in tune with each other. So understood completely. Do you mind if we look ahead to MIAA play?
Please.
With your playing experience back in the day at Hope? Sort of the MIAA tie is there. I'm sure you still have some connections with the league. How is the MIAA looking this year? And I'll throw you a softball question. Do the Bulldogs have a chance?
Of course we have a chance. As I said, our girls are hungry. They're very competitive. They've taken well to this change in leadership. Their approach and their work ethic is fantastic. The MIAA is a tough conference. With Calvin probably leading the top of the pack. Trine University and Hope College, you know, right behind their heels or on their heels. And then I think we're projected to finish a tie with Albion College in the fourth position. And look, this sport is different than others. You know, you just kind of referred to, the person that scores a goal gets their name in the newspaper, but it could be all the other girls setting her up that did the hard work. It's a true team sport, so I think on any given day, each team in the MIAA probably has a competitive chance to win. So we're looking forward to that challenge. Certainly we're going to be, wanting to be in that top four so we can get into the top four seed for the MIAA championship. We'll see what happens.
All right, so looking at the schedule ahead, you have a home match Saturday, 7 o'clock. Then you stay home for the next Friday, the 15th. You're hosting Spalding University from Kentucky. Then Mount St. Joseph University comes to town the 17th. That's a Sunday. Then you're on the road for a while, and then you're back at home to start your home conference slate on October 4th when you host Trine. So let's pack the stands this weekend. Let's get them out there Saturday, 7 o'clock. You know, they come for the football game. You stay for the soccer game at 7. Not too tough to manage. And cheer on the Bulldogs to a win over a top 25 team. That sounds like a good weekend to me.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a tough season. A couple of home games here to start, and then we're on the road for four games before we open up our home MIAA game. But it's a challenge, and that's what we thrive, you know, with and for. And like I said, the girls are up for the challenge.
Absolutely. Well, Coach Nathan Kronwetter with AC Women's Soccer, it's nice to meet you. We're happy to have you at Adrian College, and I know Craig has complete faith in you and all the admin at Adrian College and the girls, too. So thank you for your time.
Appreciate it very
welcome
much.
Welcome to local radio.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Nice meeting you.
And once again, we are here at Frickers. It's the AC All Access Show right here in Adrian. Their lunch special's done for now, but that's okay. They have a lot of great stuff. Thursday is frickin' chicken chunks on special. So grab some of those. Watch the Lions tonight or listen right here on the Cave. And we'll be right back. We're going to talk AC Volleyball with their coach, David Kwan. He will join us shortly. You are listening to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's soccer takes on Siena Heights at home on Wednesday. Women's soccer faces Spalding University Friday evening. And men's golf will play at the Tecumseh Golf Club this weekend. The Bulldogs also host women's rugby, women's tennis, and football this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
In Adrian on Main Street, stop on by, grab some lunch, and then just come back for dinner and watch some Lions football. Great place to do it. Just a quintessential sports bar. Good afternoon. I'm Ian Wendt. John Kane's back in the studio. I guess I should mention that. We're talking with Adrian College coaches here this afternoon. We're going to talk some AC volleyball. Their coach, David Kwan, joins me. Good afternoon, coach. How are you doing?
I'm good, Ian. How are you?
I'm good. I don't have jet lag.
Can you tell? Can you tell on my face? Yeah.
A trip to Seattle.
Yep.
Washington. I just want to jump right in there, and then we can get into the nitty-gritty of things. How'd that get on the schedule? How'd you make that happen?
Well, we, you know, we like to do kind of a jump on an airplane once every 3 or 4 years. You know, with COVID in the last few years, it's kind of been impossible. But we did have a pretty good excuse. One of our seniors, Grace Croce, is from that just outside Washington area, and this was really our only chance for us to kind of get out there and have her parents not have to fly over to Adrian to see her play. So definitely her mom was appreciative, and you know, her dad was really helpful with planning some of the trip and helping us organize some stuff out in Seattle. So it was a great trip.
It adds to the college experience.
Yeah.
You know, if you can tell a recruit, hey, we're going to go on the West Coast every 3 years, every 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, probably not overall the result you wanted. You did grab a win over there.
Yep.
Could you talk about, you know, the competition? Is there any way to tell how good these teams really are? It's an opening season tournament.
Yeah. You know, we are in a little window here where most, you know, we were returning an entire starting lineup except for one middle. And, you know, so we're in a window in which we think that you know, we're pretty good. And, you know, to prove that, we wanted to play tougher competition. So, you know, the three teams we lost against were all previous top 25 NCAA tournament schools, and you know, we wanted to kind of to see where we were right away with those schools. So you know, we played them very tough and kind of saw where we were, and it was a big learning tournament for us.
Yeah, just jump right in, huh?
Yep.
It's good to be the best. You have to beat the best. So certainly a learning experience, and just a chance to spread their wings, so to speak. And
yeah,
get on an iron bird and fly out to the West Coast.
Yep.
What did you learn about your team that you may not have known after that tournament?
You know, we were kind of just as good defensively, if not better, this year. You know, we're a good scrappy team. You know, returning some key defensive players, senior Lana Cox, defensive specialist, returning defensive player of the year, Maya Menjarez, kind of anchors a lot of that squad defensively. You know, but at the same time, you know, we got Amber Morris coming back as our starting outside, and Haley Farrow, who is our starting setter, who contributes significantly both on both sides of the ball, both defensively and offensively, kind of being our setter and running the offense. We got some growing still to do, but we think that, you know, we're one of the tougher defensive teams in the conference, and we have that to lean on, and we got to figure some stuff out offensively. We got two young middles returning, and so this weekend was a good eye-opening experience to figure out where we were.
Talking Adrian College volleyball with their head coach David Kwan, going into your 12th season,
yeah,
according to the website, I didn't think you'd been there that long. sort of catch an article here and there, if people, all right, I need to rephrase this.
I don't look 12 years older. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm getting at. And that's what I was talking with Nathan. Must be a very relaxed environment at Adrian College. No pressure to, you know, lose your hair or change color to gray or anything like that.
Yeah, well, lucky this is a radio show because you actually see my hairline. I think people would have a different judgment on that one there, Aaron.
Well, I was trying to set you up, but that's okay. All right. You're at a point where you said you've got experience coming back.
And yep.
At this point in your coaching career at the college, is it kind of like a well-oiled machine at this point? You know, you got, you know, maybe a hotbed for recruiting, and this is what you want, and here's what we're building on the court, and here's what we want to do to win the league and do all these sorts of things. Is it nice to be at that spot,
Well, you know, I think every year is a challenge. Even though you're returning, pretty much an entire starting lineup, there's always a challenge every year. This is college volleyball, right? So, and Division III college volleyball at that. So, you know, you still have the challenge of are your players going to come back prepared and ready to go? We still got some questions to answer roster wise on our team. But we also are brought in some pretty good recruits to kind of supplement what we got upperclassmen wise. So, you know, we're excited about this squad and we've been excited about this squad for a couple of years now. And I think that, like I said, this is a really good window for us and it's really up to our players and how they train and play every week. To grow and put ourselves in the best position to get ready for conference, starting in the last of September, early October for us. That's our goal, is to play these tough teams and prepare for conference.
Yeah, a busy September, and you want to put some more miles on your tires there.
Yep.
You're going to DePaul, Indiana.
Yep.
Then you're going down to Illinois for some crossover games and something called the Viking Classic.
Yep.
Can we get to that Indiana tournament first? You have Hiram, Rose Hallman, and DePaul University.
Yep.
What can you tell us about the MIAA-NCAC crossover?
Yeah, so we've been playing this crossover tournament for quite a few years now in the MIAA and with the NCAC, two very strong conferences in the Midwest, kind of guaranteeing that you'll see good competition in the first few weeks of season. So, you know, we're excited to kind of go back to this tournament down in Indiana. DePaul's always been a pretty good program, perennial program in the North Coast. Hiram's kind of middle of the pack program, and Rose Hallman was kind of a last minute add. They're not in the North Coast, but they were previously in the Heartland, so just being an hour away from DePaul, that's a nice little competitive add for us as well. So, you know, we're excited to kind of play those North Coast teams again and kind of see where we are. We're trying to make strides and against those teams and maybe come out successfully after having a 1-3 weekend last weekend and trying to turn it around this weekend. So, we're trying to grow here, and that's a good tournament for us to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you get you like to put some wins under your belt.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, get ready for conference play. MIAA play looks like it starts for you on the 26th of September. Busy month.
Yeah.
My goodness. Could you give us an MIAA outlook and how you feel your team could compete?
Yeah, you know, we're starting off with some, with a team that we've always battled against and trying, you know, right off the bat again, and we're excited to kind of see where we match up with them. You know, the girls were really excited and were really itching last year to kind of have a type of revenge match, you know, against Tryon last year. And, you know, they had beat us, in previous year in the quarterfinals at Tryon, and so they'd been waiting a long time, and it was nice to beat Tryon last year in the quarterfinals in the MIA tournament, as well as also in the regular season. So, I think that game is one where the girls are, marking down on their calendar as a game that they're always looking forward to every year. We're excited to kind of start off with them again this year.
First home match for the Bulldogs for conference play, October 1st. That's not conference play. Well, you threw Hanover College in there just
yep.
for fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So
Hanover College is in there. And
first league home game is Olivet on October 4th. First home match, September 19th, with Kuiper College coming to town.
Yep.
I'm going to get philosophical for a second. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
You don't let people sit and think, what's he going to ask? You obviously love volleyball, and you've spent a lot of time at Adrian College.
Yep.
I'd hate to just throw out why, but, you know, why do you love what you do and, you know, coaching here for so long? What keeps you coming back?
I always say the age of college students and the college students kind of keep me young, you know. So, they're always unpredictable. They're always quirky and funny, and definitely that's this team this year. You know, we got a bunch of characters on the team that keep things interesting and keep things fun and laid back. And keep me young to a certain extent. So, they're competitive athletes, but at the same time, they're typical D3 athletes that are here for things other than volleyball. And it's a nice, well-rounded academic squad, really high academic squad as it is. And, you know, they got other things going on, but at the same time, when they walk into practice, you know, they're focused and like to have fun too. So, I'm excited for this year's squad and kind of see how they do on the volleyball court. But like I said, going into practice every day is always something interesting every day.
Is that philosophical enough?
That's pretty really philosophical.
Really open the book on Coach Kwan here.
Yeah.
Bulldogs on the road quite a bit. So, I mean, you can travel down to DePaul, Indiana, and cheer on the Bulldogs, or if you want to go all the way to Illinois, Rock Island, Illinois,
yep.
For something called the Viking Classic.
Yeah. Yeah, so Augustana every year. Again, in the Midwest, they're one of the top five, top 10 schools in the Midwest every year, and they bring in some really good competition. And Clarkston this year, who's coming in and playing in their tournament, and you know, obviously a lot of those Chicago schools and Wisconsin schools are always very tough. So another really good lineup on the road for us to kind of finish off our non-conference tournament play in the end of September, and playing some really good competition again to kind of test where we are early on.
All right, watch the Lady Bulldogs live at Adrian, where they'll play Kuiper College, and that's going to be September 19th. That's a Tuesday night at 7. Go to the Marilat Sport and Fitness Center, cheer on the Bulldogs to victory. I've been talking with their coach, David Kwan. Coach, thank you, and I appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, we're here at Frickers in Adrian, right on Main Street, Thursday afternoon, just hanging out, AC All Access. Ian Wendt, that's me. Stacy Mitchell is here, too. We're going to talk some equestrian. coming up next. I have a lot to learn about equestrian. I don't know if it's a fear of riding horses or what it is, but I'm going to learn a lot, and I'm sure you are too out there listening. You're listening to AC All Access on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's soccer takes on Siena Heights at home on Wednesday. Women's soccer faces Spalding University Friday evening. And men's golf will play at the Tecumseh Golf Club this weekend. The Bulldogs also host women's rugby, women's tennis, and football this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
All right, welcome back to AC All Access here at Frickers in Adrian. My name is Ian Wendt. Stacy Mitchell's over there. I didn't give her a microphone on purpose. She's hanging out at Frickers. Enjoy their specials today. I do know from experience it's chicken chunk day at Frickers. So come on down, enjoy some good food, sports, TVs everywhere. It's a good time. And I'm going to take this time to learn about equestrian. I'm just going to sit back with my arms folded and learn about equestrian. I'm joined by the coach of the equestrian team at Adrian College, Jody Prime, and a senior captain, Madison Austin. Coach, we'll start with you. If we can get a little bit of background about maybe your coaching experience and your riding experience too.
Sure. Thanks, Ian. It's a great privilege to be here on this first inaugural event. I'm proud to be able to toot our horn. This equestrian team is kind of a been in existence for quite a while, since 2010. My husband Troy Prime and I have coached it for the past 8 years. We're looking forward to a really good season. We have some returning strong athletes. But a little bit of background, it started as a way just to have people who enjoy horses have the ability to continue something they enjoy in college while they're studying for their careers, right? So we compete in an organization called the IHSA, the Intercollegiate Horse Show Association, and it was started by Bob Cascione back in 1967. And he was a student, a college student, and he had grown up in the horse industry, and he wanted to ride while he was studying. So he just got some fellow enthusiasts together, and from there grew this huge organization. It's over 400 colleges and universities strong across the nation, and there are more than 10,000 athletes that compete.
Does that include the horses?
The horses?
So 10,000 plus the horses.
Plus the horses.
Okay, got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to ask a lot of dumb questions.
No questions.
The first
dumb.
One is, where's your barn? Where do you keep your horses?
Our horses stay at Troy and I's farm in Blissfield.
Okay.
We have been in the horse business ourselves for many years. I won't tell you how old I am, but that's how my husband and I met. And we have our own business with clients and customers, and it seemed like a natural extension. I'm a school teacher, and so what a natural extension to go ahead and coach something that we enjoy and be around young people and maybe help them enjoy it too.
So this is the 8th year of Adrian College Equestrian, or your 8th year here?
My 8th year here as the coach. The team's been around since 2010, so what's that, 13 years they've been around?
Yeah.
Kind of a quiet existence, but we are hoping to change that. The last couple of years, we've been the team's been doing really, really well in their competitions. Last year, they went to nationals in Lexington, Kentucky, and we competed for the first time ever as a team sport there, and we ended up 11th overall in the nation.
My goodness.
Yeah. We are pretty proud of that.
I'd say I'm very proud of that. I can't even ride a horse. Very proud of that.
Well, right. You know what, Ian? That's the beauty of this organization. You don't have to know how to ride.
there, this is a leveled playing field. Yeah. We have different levels. You can ride as a beginner. My husband and I, we would coach you on how to how that works.
Do I start on the short horses
not
and then work my way up?
No.
Okay. All right. I don't know. We had a horse growing up, pasture pet. I think I rode it like twice in my life. All right. One person that's very good at riding horses, besides you, I assume, Madison. Welcome on the program.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Ian.
Okay. So we know you're a senior and you're a captain. What brought you to Adrian College?
So during my senior year and junior year of high school, my mom really was like, let's go look at Adrian College. And the thing that really drew me to Adrian was, one, the equestrian team, because I wanted to ride. I wanted to have an extracurricular activity to do outside of school to keep me busy, because I like to go, go, go. I met Jody and Troy, and I really just like connected with them. It's a very like close-knit team with lots of good friendships. And then campus itself was really home feeling. It's kind of a smaller school, so I have 30 students to a class, so I just really like that feeling. But the equestrian team was a huge part of it, because I wanted something to do and something to commit to during my time here.
Yeah. What I liked is that you could do many different things. You didn't really have to commit yourself to one thing, where I think kids fall into that at a bigger school. Mm-hmm. Is you're in the band, that's all you do.
Right.
You don't have time for anything else. So yep. You can ride horses and be in a club and do
Absolutely.
All these other things. Dumb question number two. Madison, what's your horse's name? Or do you ride multiple?
At school, we ride multiple. We have about 12 horses right now that the team shares and rides during practices, and you ride a new horse at each practice. So each teammate is assigned, you know, a different horse on Monday versus Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I have two horses of my own at home, but they're just at home.
And those, their names are?
Willie and Dixie.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And they're not just horses. They're your family members too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we have 12. I didn't know that. We have 12 horses, part of the Adrian community.
We do. And unfortunately, they will not be with us in the homecoming parade next weekend, but we will have some mini horse substitutes.
There we go.
Yes.
I can't ride those, can I?
No, but you
no?
sure can give them treats and pet them, and you can dream of the possibilities, Ian.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Learning so much. You have to travel a lot, I assume, for these. What do they call them?
Competitions.
A competition. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your schedule like? I couldn't find one online. Where are you going? Where have you been?
So we compete here in Michigan, but most of our competitions are in Midland at their showgrounds, the Midland
okay.
County Fairgrounds. We compete at Albion College because they have a really large facility there that we can use. We also compete at a private farm in Plymouth, Michigan called Willowbrook. And this year we're going to be going more towards the Lapeer area and go to Fox Point Equestrian Center as well. In our organization, we have to have a facility that is enclosed, so in case it's bad weather, we can still hold the events. So we have to travel a little bit to find those, to be able to get in 8 to 12 competing teams and all the athletes and all the animals. And
okay.
So unfortunately, we don't host here closer to home. You got to
yeah.
travel probably about 45 minutes to an hour or so.
Okay. Talking Adrian College Equestrian with Coach Jody Prime and Senior Captain Madison Austin. Coach talked about placing 11th at Nationals last year. What was that like?
That was just amazing. We had a really stacked team last year. We all just came together for one goal. And to get to Nationals, we had to be the regional champion team in Michigan, which qualified us for semifinals. Once we got to semifinals, we had to be one of the top four teams out of, I believe, like 10.
Mm-hmm.
So we were third, which that sent us to Nationals. So we just had to go through so many different obstacles to get to Nationals to be 11th. So that was just really, really great.
What does an equestrian rider do? For someone that has no idea what the sport is, what kind of things do you do with your horse?
So many things, Ian.
So many things.
Jumps.
Yep.
Army crawls. I don't know. What do you make the horse
there
do?
There are some disciplines where you
okay.
can do jump. Yep. There is the rider and animal are scored how they do together as a team. So the rider's abilities, how perfectly they sit, how accurately can they have that animal do different things that they've asked. And the challenge is that you probably don't know the animal because you don't get to ride it in practice first. It's a blind draw out of a hat.
You don't get to bring your own horse?
We can, but it's luck of the draw if we draw them or not. Sometimes you get lucky and you draw your own animal. Well, that's the beauty of being this athlete on this team. You practice at home and hone your skills, and then you go and try and see if it works that day at that competition. I mean, if all the stars align, great. I mean, you could be physically fit, been working in the gym, have a tight core, been working at home, and get an animal that just doesn't want to be a partner day.
That just sounds unfair.
Well, if you're a good
to me,
if you're a good horse person, you can kind of try and reason with that animal a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's an animal, and you just work with what you have.
And all the commands and stuff are universal.
Oh no, not necessarily.
So you have to talk to the horse beforehand,
you
Mr.
might have
Ed
to be
style,
a
and
horse
say,
whisperer.
Here's what we're doing.
Yes, you might have to be a horse whisperer.
Might be the hardest sport I've ever heard of.
Well,
because of the randomality of it.
You never quite know what you're going to get. Never quite know.
How do you handle this, Madison?
I've been riding horses my whole life. And the only way to get better is to ride all types of horses. So every equestrian knows that. And I think that's part of the fun of it.
Beautiful answer.
That was very nice. It's a lot more beautiful than my question. What's your, riding your whole life, different experiences, and growing up, was it kind of a goal to compete collegiately, or what's the possible next step for equestrian?
So, yes and no. So, I was a first-generation college student, so college was not really on my mind when I was very young. But I always knew that, like, when I grew up, when I was an adult, I would always have horses, whether I'm teaching lessons, having my own horses, doing whatever I do. So when I kind of was thinking about college, I knew that I want to continue and just kind of see where that takes me. Whether I'm teaching lessons, I'm, like, working a corporate job because I'm studying business and having my own horses on the side, just learning as much as I can because I'll always be involved in the industry, I think.
Madison, what did Troy and I always say about being an equestrian? It's more than being an athlete, right? Working with these animals. What do horses teach you?
So much about life and being a good worker, a good person, teammate.
Yes.
Do they, this is a question my in-studio engineer is probably dying to ask. Madison, do they make you clean up after the horse?
Oh, yeah.
And stuff?
I make the girls clean up after their horse, too, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the whole
the connection
picture.
with the horse.
Yeah. We have to clean tack, scoop manure, feed them before we eat. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're doing all that out in Blissfield, so that's about 15, 20-ish minute drive.
When the team is in the homecoming parade next weekend, we will have a pooper scooper following behind them with a little bucket and a shovel. Yes.
What kind of horses are you going to have?
We're going to have actually miniature horses.
Okay.
Two cuties.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I've learned so much, and I think there's a lot more I can learn.
We invite you out to the barn sometime, Ian. That would be fabulous.
Maybe I want to practice. My goodness. Well,
President Docking is actually coming out at the end of the month for a week of lessons.
Really?
He is. We are going to give him the whole barn experience as well.
Random horse. He can't pick the horse he rides. It has to be
we're going to pick
line draw.
Well, we might be nice to him.
Okay, that's probably fair. All right. Learned a lot. Thank you for your time today. When do you first compete? Like, what's your first event?
Our first competition is September 24th. We will be in Midland and Saginaw Valley. State University is hosting.
All right. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
To all the Bulldog riders. I've been talking with their senior captain, Madison Austin, and their coach, Jody Prime. Thank you both for coming out. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Ian.
Thank you for having us.
All right. I am a changed man, knowing a lot about equestrian.
I feel so educated right now.
And wow, we're going to put a bow on the show. What a great start to ACL Access. Thank you to the Bulldog coaches, Coach Deer with the football team, Coach Kronwetter with AC Women's Soccer, the volleyball coach, Coach Kwan, and Coach Prime with Equestrian. Thanks to Frickers of Adrian for hosting us this afternoon. John Kane, kind of, for being in the studio, making sure everything goes okay. Thanks to AC Athletic Director Craig Rainey for putting the okay on this. Stacy Mitchell, thank you for sitting here and participating. We're going to send it back to CBS programming. You have been listening to the first ever AC All Access from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan, it's time for the